Today's shiur is Masech Techulin on Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis with the beginning of the Gemara following the Mishnah. Before we begin today's Daf, let us make a brief Hakdama on Klolim of Tumah V'Tahara, which this Daf will discuss, and it will be a review, a short review of what we learned in yesterday's shiur in the Mishnah. Our daf today will discuss a shomer. A shomer is something that is a protector. For example, a peel of a fruit or the skin of flesh. Then we will be discussing a yad. A yad is a handle, which would be the stem of fruit, or concerning meat, it would be a bone which has no marrow in it. If the bone has marrow, then the bone, which is not edible, is a shomer for the edible marrow, the moch, within it. However, if there is no marrow in the bone, and there is meat connected to the bone, then the bone is a yad. It is a handle. And it can be a conduit. It can be a bridge to bring Tumah from one place to another. And that brings us to the klolim of motzi and machnis. A yad or a shomer can be motzi the Tumah. For example, if a sheretz touches a shomer or a yad, then the shomer and the yad can bring they can be machnis the Tumah into a food that is tor, and they can be motzi the tumah from the sheretz or the nevela or the mace. So they can bring tumah from a tome object and bring it into a tor object. So they can be machnis the tumah. And at the same time, they can be motzi the tumah. They can take out the tumah from the tumah source. And they can bring in the tumah. They can be machnes it into the tor source. Also, we're going to be learning about mitzare for a shear. The shear for tumas oichlin, food that becomes tumah, is a beya. And the shear for Tumas Levela is a kezias, an olive. And the din is that an inedible substance, such as a bone or a skin, is not able to be mitzarif to the shear of a kezias or a kebeya. The only exception is a shomer by Tumas Eichlin. In other words, a yad by Tumas Eichlin is not mitzarif. If the food itself is less than a beya, then the skin or the bone cannot be mitzarif to the shear of a beya. By tumas nevela, if there's less than a kezias of nevela, the skin or the bone cannot be mitzarif, either as a shomer or as a yad to tumas nevela. The only time that an object can be mitzarif is by Tumas Eichlin, and that is a shomer, a peel of a fruit, or a skin, which is a shomer, can be mitzarif to the shear of beya by Tumas Eichlin. We'll also find out that Tumas Eichlin is referred to as Tumah Kala. It's a light Tumah, because it can only make Tumay other Ochlin. It cannot be Metamei Adam or Kalim. And the nevela is considered a tumah chamura, a severe tumah, because not only can it be metame ochlin, it can also be metame adam and kalim. And now we are ready to learn the Gemara. Begins the Gemara. Tanina, we have learned in our Mishnah, lahadatana rabbanan, to that which we have learned in a brisa. Our Mishnah coincides with a brisa, which learns, shomrim latumah kala, veloy shomrim latumah chamura. There is a halacha of shomer concerning the light tumah. As we just explained, this refers to tumas eichlin, the tumah food items. and there is a halacha that shomer does not work for tumah chamura, as Rashi explains. This is the halacha of being mitzarif to the shir, as we just explained in the hakdama. A shomer could be mitzarif to the shir of a kebeya by tumas oichlin, the tumah kala. It cannot be mitzarif to the shir of nevela, which is a tumah chamura. And now the Gemara is going to learn psukim that teaches this halacha. And our Mishnah, which says right at the beginning that ho'or, the oir is a shomer, and the Mishnah says it's mitzarif l'tumas oichlin, which is a tumah kala, but it's not mitzarif l'tumas nevelas. So that Mishnah coincides with the brisa that we just learned. Continues the Gemara, shomrim l'tumah kala minallah, and how do we know that a shomer is mitzarif to the shir of a kebeya by Tumas Ochlin, which is a light tumah? The Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they learned in a brisa. The pasuk tells us in Vayikra, Perik Yud Tes, pasuk Lamed Zayin. This is a pasuk at the end. Excuse me, it's in Perik Yud Aleph, pasuk Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. There's a Pasuk at the end of Parsha Shmini. The Pasuk says, and the full Pasuk is, V'chiyipol minivlosim, when the nevela of the sherets will fall, I'll call Zeruzeru Asher Yizoreya. Tor who, here we're speaking, as Rashi explains, that it is Tor, if a sherets falls on any seed of a plant that was seeded. It's tohar because it did not have a hechsher lekabel tumah. A foodstuff needs one of the zayin mashkin, one of the seven liquids, to go on it before it can become tummy, for example, from a sheretz, that the nevela of a sheretz that goes on the foodstuff. So this pasuk will be telling us that an edible wheat kernel or a bean would become tameh. Rashi explains that this pasuk is speaking about tor, who it's tor because there was no hechsher. But the very next pasuk tells us that ki yutan mayim azer v'nafol nivlasim alof tameh hulachem, then it is tameh. So this pasuk is being magdir, it is defining what is necessary to make a foodstuff tameh if it has one of the mashkin that make it moist and mukshar ready to be mekabel tumah. So we learn out, the Torah is stressing how it is at the time of seeding, not at the time of eating. And therefore we learn out, keder shebnei adam moitzin lezriya, the way a person takes this item out for planting, for example, chita biklipasa, a wheat with its husk, sa'ira biklipasa, a barley with its husk, va'adoshim, and lentils, biklipasim, with their husks. It doesn't bother them when they are seeding. However, when it comes to achila, they would remove these husks. So this husk is a shomer. And since at the time of planting, people do not remove the husk, therefore the husk is considered a shomer. It's considered being able to be mitzaref to the shear of a beya of this food item. Rashi points out that, for example, the bran, which is under the husk and surrounding the wheat, that is oichel, that's not a shomer. Or huadin, the edible peel of a lentil, is not a shomer, that is the actual food itself. However, these husks are shomer, but they're considered like part of the food, because since at the time of Zriya, a person is not makbid to remove it, he lets it remain there, therefore it's mitzaref with the food, even if the food has less than a shear of a beya, together with the husk, it will be mitzaref, and it will be able to give off the tumah, and it will also be able to be mekabel the tumah according to Shitas Rashi, for example, in our sugya that holds that you need a beya in order for the food to be mekabel tumah. Certainly, everyone agrees that you need a beya in order for the food, once it becomes tame, to transmit tuma to another food item. And now the Gemara, the Braisa continues, V'loi shaymrim l'tuma chamura minolan. How do you know the second halacha? That a shomer cannot be mitzarev for a shear of kezayis for tuma chamura, which is nevela. Why is nevela considered more tuma chamura than Eichlin, as we explained before? Because nevela is metame Eichlin and kalim and adam, whereas Eichlin, they are a rishon l'tuma, they can only be metame food and make it into a sheni. However, nevela is an avatum, and therefore a nevela is able to be metame adam and kalim as well. However, by tuma chamura, by nevela, the Shomer is not mitzarif to the shear of a kezayis. How do you know that halacha? The Tana Rabbana, we learned in a brisa. The pasuk says b'nevlasa. This is again in the end of Shmini Vayikra Yud Aleph pasuk Lamed Tes. Says the pasuk. The full pasuk is v'chiyamis min abehema asher hu lachem la'ochla. If an animal dies and you have a nevela hanegeh b'nevlasa yitmo ado erev. The person who touches that nevela is tame until nighttime. So the Torah says, "Benivla saw," and from that I learn out in the carcass, "Veloy ba'or she'enol of kezayis basar." If you have skin that does not have a kezayis basar attached to it, he will not become tame. Why? Because the shomer, in this case the skin, is not mitzarif with the flesh, the meat, to make a kezayis. Since there's no kezayis on the meat, the shomer will not be able to transmit the tumah and add itself to the less than a kezayis of basar. That's what we learn out. Bin nivlasa. It has to be the meat itself. Legabe nevela, a shomer, is not mitzaref to the shear of a kezayis. Continues the brisa on the top of the kuf yud chesam et alf. Yachol hanegeya keneged basar meachayrev. Lo yehei tumah. I would think that if somebody touches the back of the skin, which is right opposite the meat that is on the other side of the skin, he will not become tame. Tamid Lomer, the pasuk says, yitma. The end of the pasuk is, yitma, he will become tame. The sheet in Ois Dalet explains that we learn it from the extra yud. It could have said tame, and it says yitma, so from there I learn out that he would become tame. And of course, there's an apparent contradiction from the beginning of what the Bryce said to the end. My comrade Gemara asks immediately, you just told me that a shomer is not mitzarif to the shear if it's less than a kezayis, and apparently this, what you just said, yochel hanegeya keneged basar mecharev, is also speaking when there's less of a kezayis. So how now do you learn out from yitma that he would become tame if he touched the skin which has on the other side less than a kezayis? There's a steerer from what you said at first and what you said at the end. Amr Rava says, Ravav Amr La Kiddi, and some say it's Kiddi. What does Kiddi mean? So we have the Marshal in the Chacham Shloima in our Masechta, Daf Ein Gimel, tells us that when the Gemara did not know the origin of a certain halacha, they would say Kiddi, which means without any known source. However, Rashi in Gittin Daf Pei Hei Amid Beis tells us that Kiddi is the name of an Amara. The Lashon of Rashi is Shem Chacham. Kiddi was actually the name of a Chacham. Either way, the Rav says, either in the name of someone anonymous or in the name of the Amara Kiddi, Chasuri Machzir V'Achiktani. There are actually words missing in the Brisa, and this is the way it should have read. The beginning of the Brisa says, B'nivlasa V'loi Ba'or She'enolov Kezayis Basar. That's the halacha that a shomer is not mitzarev to the shear of kezayis of a nevela. As we said in the Hagdamah, the only time a shomer is mitzarev is by oichlin. However, by nevela it's not mitzarev. A yad, a handle, is never mitzarev to a shear, neither by oichlin nor by nevela. But here we're learning the halacha that shomer is not mitzarev by nevela. But b'nevlasa v'loy ba'or she'ein alav kezayis basar v'or mashlim l'kezayis, and the or is mashlim to kezayis. We learn out from b'nevlasa that a shomer by nevela cannot be mitzarif to the shear of a kezayis. Yachol, I would think And here is where there's chesuri matzuri. There are words missing from the brisa, and it should state the following: Yachoshani mitzi af or sheyesh alav kizayis basar. You would think that if shomer is not mitzdarev, so maybe if I touch an oyer, and on the other side there is a kizayis basar, I would think hanageya keneged basar machayrov, that if somebody touches the skin, where on the other side there is basar, I would think that he's not Tomei. Why? As the Shita puts the word here, not ve'afilu, but de'afilu. Ma'iseyad nami lo yavid, as we'll soon explain. Because in this case, the Shomer is not even doing what a Yad normally does. And I would think that a Shomer, if you touch the skin, it doesn't help you, even if there is a Kazayis Basar. Talmud Loimar on that. That's what the Brisa concludes, Yitma. It says Yitma, that if there is a Kazayis Basar and you touch the Shomer, then it does transmit Tumah. Now, what does the Gemara mean? That I would have thought that with a Kazayis Basar touching the Shomer, the skin, since it's not even doing a Maisa Yad, it should not transmit Tumah. So the Achronim explain, because Shomer and Yad are basically two different types of transmitting Tumah. The Shomer itself becomes Tumah, and that's why, by Eichlin, the Shomer is mitzdarev to the sheer kibeya of Tumah to transmit Tumah by Eichlin, because the Shomer itself becomes Tumah. Even though it's not edible, but it's protecting the food, it's considered part of the food, and therefore it becomes tummy. Whereas a yad, even by Eichlin, something that's just a handle, like the stem of a fruit that is not mitzdarf, or a bone that has no marrow in it, and it's serving only as a handle to the meat that's at the other end, that's not mitzdarf to the shear. And the reason is, as Rashi further, on Daf Kuf Chav Ches Amid Aleph, Divri Amaskel, Boy Rabba, at the end of the Rashi, he says, Vizel Shainai, Ki Hechi Damrinen Gabe Etzem, De Boser, Ve'oichlolov, just like we find by a bone of meat, and there's food attached to it, there's meat attached to it, Shehu Yad LeBoser, that the bone, without the marrow in it, becomes a handle for the meat that's at the other end. For what purpose? Lahachmas lahaitzi tuma, so that it could bring in tuma to the thing that's tar. It could be maitzi tuma from the thing that is tame. Afal pisha ain etzem beloy basar mekabel tuma. Even though etzem that has no flesh on it, the bone itself is not mekabel tuma. So Rashi tells us a tremendous chiddush, that by a yad, when something is serving as a handle, ein echanami, it's a conduit for tumah. It's a bridge for tumah. It's machnas and moitzi the tumah. However, it itself does not become tumah. And that's why it's not mitzarf to the shear, because it's only serving as a conduit, a bridge. The essence of it is not tumah. That's why it's not mitzarf to the shear of tumah. So I would have thought that a shomer is totally different kind of transmitter of tumah than a yad, because by a shomer, the shomer itself becomes tumah. And if you're telling me that in the case of nevela, a shomer is not mitzarev to the shear of kizayis of a nevela, so you're telling me it's different than by Eichlin. By Eichlin, you're telling me the Shomer becomes Tameh, and it's mitzdarf to the shear. Here, all of a sudden, there's a positive benivlasa, that the Torah is mocked, but it has to be the actual flesh. It cannot be the Shomer at all. So I would say that here, perhaps, if you're telling me that the normal halacha of Shomer disappears, so maybe, since Shomer doesn't function the way Yad always functions, Yad is a transmitter. Shomer is a protector which becomes part of the Tumah, and here you're telling me it doesn't become part of the Tumah. And since it's not a transmitter, it's a Shomer, so perhaps there is nothing. But there, if it can't be mitzdarf to the shear, if the Torah was makbid bin nevlosa, so maybe the din of Shomer doesn't, the whole din doesn't apply, even l'gabi l'achnos l'oitzi. On that, the Torah tells you, no, Talmud Lomar Yitma. And as we'll see in the Gemara Amud Beis, Ein Echanami, a Shomer by a nevela is machnes and moitzi tuma. We learn it out from the extra yud of yitma, and it has the status by nevela as a yad, just like it's doing. The Gemara says a maisa yad. It's accomplishing what a yad always does. That's the gzeirus hakosuv, the ribui of yitma, is telling you that in the case of nevela, we have to treat shomer identical to yad, and that's why it's machnas umoitzi, and it's not mitzarif to the shir tumah. Whereas by oichlin, the shomer is different than yad. It itself becomes tumah, and it is mitzarif to the shir of tumah by tumas oichlin. Tanan Hasam, we learned there in the first Mishnah in Uksin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Kol Shehu Yad Veloy Shomer, anything that serves as a Yad and not as a Shomer. And Rashi tells us on the second last wide line on the top of the Yomid, Kol Shehu Yad, Etzem Shein B'Moich, Uberoy Shoy Echad Baster, it's a bone that has no marrow, and at the other end, it has flesh, so it's serving as a handle. It's not serving as a protector for the marrow that's in it. The Rabbeinu Gershon here gives a marshal legabe fruit, and he says, we're talking about v'uktzin shel peri. The stem of a fruit v'uktzin shel kol shehu yad v'loy shomer, a yad. And not a shomer, that's the case of uksin shel peri, a stem of a peri, because it's a handle and it's not a protector. The halacha is three dinim, tame, umetame, ve'ena mitzarev. Tame means that it is machnis the tuma, that if there was a sheretz that touched the yad, that touched the bone or touched the stem, and then it can transmit the tuma, it is machnes the tum, it brings in the tum from the sheretz to the meat or to the fruit. Umetame, if the fruit or meat was tame, then the yad serves as a conduit to bring that tum out to a different food that was tahar. Ve'ena mitzarev, a yad is not mitzarev by oichlin to the shear of a beya. Shomer, if something is a shomer, v'afal pishen a yad, even though it's not a yad. And on this Rashi says, what's the example? Kigoin or shekenegdoi kezayis baser. If you have a skin that has a kezayis baser on the other side, so that's a shomer. The Rabbeinu Gershon again gives the marshal by fruit, and he says, kigoin klippa shel agoizim v'klippa shel remoinim. If you have a cover of nuts or of pomegranates, so there it serves, the peel serves as a shomer, and it doesn't serve as a handle. The halacha is tamei, it is able to be machnis the tumah, umetamei, it's able to be moitzi the tumah, umetzarev, here the halacha is that the shomer by oichlin is mitzarev to the shear of beya to be metamei other things. What happens if it's lo yad v'lo yishomer? It's not a handle and it's not a protector either. And Rashi says, what's an example of that? You're going, sar, hair. The din is lo tame v'lo metame. It is not able to bring in the tumah and it's not able to be motzi the tumah. Now the marshal brings down that there are added words, and in this, the Duke Seifrim, they bring down that this is part of Rashi here. In Ois Dalad, the Masor Shashas brings it down. V'chatichas baser b'roishoy, oi etzem dak v'kotten, shemachubur boy, oichol, v'ein roi li ois yad machmas tanoi. Besides, the example of hair would be where you have a little bone or a little piece of meat that is connected to the food, and it is not a protector. It's not, by holding that, you're not able to hold the whole item. It's not a handle either. It's so small and thin. And what the marshal has a tema, which he doesn't answer, why Rashi brings an example of hair, when in Uktzin, they bring other examples for something that's lo yad v'lo yishomer. So why did Rashi make up his own example of hair? Rav Zev Kohn on the Shlita on Dialadav wants to suggest, possibly, that we find in the Pirush HaMishnayos, Mishnah Achrayna, that he says that we should be aware that this din of hair, that it doesn't serve as a yad or as a shomer, is only by fruit, is only by oichlin. When you have fibers on a food, then we say it's lo yad v'lo shomer. However, by a mace or an avela or a sheretz where you have sar, then einachanami, it would serve as a shomer. And therefore, Rav Zev Kohn wants to suggest that that's why Rashi told us a chiddush of hair, because he wants to bring to your attention that hair by oichlin. We're talking here about oichlin is loy yad v'loy shomer, is loy tameh v'loy matameh. However, by other items in the veil, sheretz and mace, there sar would be tameh and would be matameh. Continues the Gemara, yadois heichok sivi. Now the Gemara wants to see where do we find in the Torah the concept by tumah of yadois. So the Gemara answers the chsiv. The pasuk says at the end of Shemini, in Vayikra Yud Aleph pasuk Lamed Ches. This is the pasuk which speaks about where the food has a hechsher lekabel tuma. V'chiyut an mayim al zera. Water was put on the zera. V'nafel min avlasim and a sheretz fell olav on the zera. Tameihu lachem. It is tame for you. And we learn from the extra word lachem for you. What is that trying to teach us? Lachem lachol shevet sarchechem. Anything you need as part of the food, you have a stem which has a handle, which serves as a handle on the fruit, that's included in l'rabois es hayadois, that's included in the hands are included in the halach of tumah. In other words, the yadois are able, bepashtus, to be machnes the tumah, even if the sheretz didn't touch the zera itself, the food item itself. It merely touched the handle of the food item. That would be machnes. It would bring in the tumah from the sheretz to the food item. So that's how we learn machnes. Uksiv. And it also says there in Vayikra, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamates, V'chiyamis min abehema asher hu lachem la'ochlo. We mentioned this pasuk before. Hanageh ben Ivlasa yitmo ara orev. So since it says again, asher hi lachem la'ochlo, this is an animal that you eat. The word lachem, I learn out from that extra word. V'ksiv v'chiyamis min abehema asher hi lachem. Lachem l'chol shebet tzarcheichem. Whatever you need for that nevela, including a yad, if you have a bone that serves as a yad to the meat of the nevela, so that's included. L'rabbis es hayadayim. And here Rashi makes a statement that here we learn yad lahaitzi. I believe that yesterday when we were discussing nevela, I said that nevela is lahachnus ulahaitzi, the yadais. That's incorrect. Because nevela itself is tumah. It doesn't have to be machnas tumah. The yad doesn't have to serve as a conduit to bring in the tumah to the nevela. Rather, the nevela, which in itself is tumah, the yad there serves as a vehicle to be motzi the tumah. And that's what we see here in the Rashi, Divrei Maaseh L'Chiyamos, Hare yad lohoitzi, doha nevela lav basachnasahi, shahatumah migufa, the yad dechsiv ba, the yad by nevela, the purpose of it is to take the tumah of the nevela and bring it to an adam, to kelim, to oichlin. It serves as a conduit to be motzi the tumah. So whereas the pasuk of Echiyutan is speaking about where the sheretz comes on the tohar zera, and the yad there will serve bepashtus to be machnes the tumah from the sheretz to the zera. Here, by nevela, it's just the opposite. The yad serves as a vehicle to be motzi the tumah from the nevela out into the item that touched the nevela. And that's what the Gemara summarizes, yad lahachnes ulahaitzi. So we find yad both to be machnes and to be motzi. Now, shomer lahachnos lahaitzi loitzar chra. A shomer by oichlin to be machnos b'moitzi. I don't need a pasuk. Why? Kal v'chomer miyad asi, because that's a kal v'chomer that comes from yad. In fact, Tosfos above in the third last Tosfos on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara had said shomer l'tumah kala minolon. How do you know that you use the shomer to be mitzareif to the bay of Eichlin? The Tosfos quotes the Gemara lahoitzi lahachnas layitzrich the metame the miyad nafik kiramasik v'chi yitzrich letzirich. The Tosfos over there already quotes our Gemara that we just learned over here, that the Gemara before brought the pasuk of zera. I'll call zera zorua sher yizoreya to tell you the din of shomer letzareif, that it can be, the shomer can be added, the husk can be added to the shira of the be'yah. And Tosfos says maybe it's coming for lahoitz lahachnas, and on that Tosfos brings our Gemara that lahoitz lahachnas I don't need. Why it comes the kal v'chomer? What's the kal v'chomer from yad? Uma yad she'en megina. A yad is not an intrinsic part of the fruit or the meat itself because it doesn't protect. And yet, the halacha is machnas to mitziyah. It can be machnas to mitzitumah. So shomer lekal shein. So certainly, shomer is, which is more of an integral part of the food itself, which it protects the food. So certainly, if a yad can be machnas to mitziyah, shomer lekal shein, that it can be machnas to mitziyah. So, oh, if so, shomer to kasher rachman alam ali. So why did we learn on kuf yud zayin amud beis this pasuk asher yizareya, that everything's totally in the way you bring it out, Lizria, and if you leave the husks on of the wheat and of the barley and of the legumes, the halach is that the husk is part of the food. What do we need the din of shomer if we know the kal v'chomer from yad? Shomer, because rachman alamli, the answer is shma min alatzar. So from there we learn out that we're using it, as we learned on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, we're using a shomer to be mitzarif to the shear of a kebeya, even if the food itself that has less than a beya. And now, for the next approximately omit of Gemara, the Gemara is going to try one way or another to learn the psukim differently and change the halachas. But in the maskana, we're going to remain exactly with the halachas that we have learned until now, that namely, that a yad by Eichlin is Moitzi Machnas, it's not Mitzarf to the Shear, whereas a Shomer by Eichlin is Machnas Moitzi, and it's Mitzarev to the Shear. At the conclusion of the Gemara, there will be two different ways that these halachas are learned from the Psukim. So now the Gemara is going to ask a series of questions. Ve'ema Yad Lahachnas V'loi Lahoitzi, and Shomer Lahachnas Lahoitzi. In other words, how are you learning out shomer as a kal v'chomer from yad? Because yad is moitzi and machnas, so kal v'chomer shomer. But maybe I'll only use the pasuk of yad to teach you yad lahachnas, which is the pashtus of the pasuk, but v'loy lahaitzi. I won't learn yad lahaitzi. Shomer, I'll learn lahachnas as a kal v'chomer from yad. How will I know shomer lahaitzi? That I'll use the pasuk of shomer, of kol zera zarua asher yizoreya, I'll use that for lahaitzi. And memel, if I use this approach, I'll be missing two halachas. Aval yad lahaitzi, I won't have a makor for yad lahaitzi. V'shomer letzarif loy, I won't have a makor for shomer letzarif if I use this approach, because I'll be using up the pasuk asher yizoreya for shomer lahaitzi, which I couldn't learn from yad, for yad I'll say is only lahachnas. Kal v'chomer shomer lahachnas, but lahaitzi I'll need another pasuk, and I'll be missing yad lahaitzi and shomer letzarif. To get more answers, you can't say such a thing, because yad lahachnas v'loy lahaitzi loy matzis amrat. Once you say yad is lahachnas, then you have to say for sure it's lahaitzi, because hashte iluye ma'alye afuki meboye. If you can make something tor become tomei, so you can be machnas de tuma from a sheretz through the yad into the tor thing. So certainly a fukim eboya. Is there a shaila? Is there a question that you can bring out the tumah. And now, as the Gemara says, the bigger chiddush is to be machnas tumah, to make something that's Torah tumah, but to be moitzi tumah from something that's already tumah, that's not such a big chiddush. So if you're telling me that the pasuk is speaking about lahachnas, so kavachomer lahaitzi. So therefore, by yad I have established lahachnas lahaitzi. A kavachomer then I learn out for shomer for sure can be machnas lahaitzi, because it's more of an integral part of the fruit. If yad could do it, for sure shomer could do it. And then I have left over the pasuk of asher yizoreya for a shomer letzareif. The Eimah, so the Gemara says, wait a second, if you're telling me that Lahoitzi is less of a Chiddush than Lahachnas, so maybe the Pasuk by Yad is only Lahoitzi, Eimah Yad Lahoitzi V'loi Lahachnas. I need maybe a limit for the bigger Chiddush of Lahachnas. And if so, Shomer Lahoitzi Lahachnas. Then I'll have Shomer Lahoitzi Lahachnas, because I'll learn Shomer Lahoitzi from Yad Lahoitzi with the Kal V'chomer. I'll have the extra pasuk asher yizoreya for shomer lahachnas, but what I'll be missing is yad lahachnas. I won't have a limit for yad lahachnas with shomer letzarf loy, and I won't have a limit for shomer that it can be mitzarf to the shear of a kebeya. The Gemara says no, because yad yisereksiv, we have an extra yad, and that extra yad I'm going to learn for lahachnas. And then I'm going to learn a kavachomer to shomer lahachnas lahaitzi. And then I'll use the pasuk asher yizoreya for letzarif. So if I have an extra yad, which I can use for lahachnas, granted, the yad, which I learn out from lachem, from v'chiyutan mayim azera, that pasuk, that'll only be for the smaller chiddush lahaitzi. But I have someplace an extra yad, that'll be lahachnas. And then once I get yad lahachnas lahaitzi, we have the whole limud falls into place. Shomer is kal v'chomer, lahachnas lahaitzi, and the extra asher yizoreya, that pasuk is for shomer letzareif. Yeah, where is this extra yad? So the Gemara says that is from another pasuk there in Vayikra Yud Aleph, pasuk Lamed Ches. The pasuk says V'choil Asher Yipol Min Avlosim Olav Yitmar Taner V'chirayim Yutatz. A taner and a kirayim, these different kinds of ovens have to be broken because they are klicheres. You cannot kasher them, so you have to break them once they become tamei. Tameim heim. Utmeim yiyu lachem. That's the pasuk that the Gemara brings here. Tanu karam yutatz, and it ends up with lachem. And again, I use lachem, lachol shevetzarchechem. Whatever you need for that tanner. If the tanner has a handle on it, an extension, that's considered a conduit of tumah. L'rabbi says hayadis. That's marba, that the yad can transfer the tumah. So that's an extra one, because I already have it by the Yutat Maim. I have Lachem over there, and I have the Lachem by Nevela. Now I have another Lachem by Tanur. So Mimela, I have an extra Lachem that I'll use for Yad Lahachnes. Now the Gemara says, let's figure out from these three Yadois by Zeroyim, Nevela, and Tanur, Haiminao, Mesa, which one in fact is extra? Because if it's not extra, I have my problem back. I don't know Yad Lahachnas. It's only if I have an extra one that I can learn it out Yad Lahachnas, and the whole limud then falls into place. So which one is extra? So let's figure it out. Licht of Rechmona Bezroyim, if it should say it by Zeroyim, Velesa Hanach Menayu, and we would learn out Taner and Nevela from Zeroyim, that it didn't have to say Yad by Taner and Zeroyim and Nevela, so we'll have two extra limudim actually. So no, you can't do that. Why? Because Ma'al is Zeroyim, she came to Masa and Meruba. Zeroyim has extra tuma over Taner and over Nevela. Taner it has extra because Taner can only become Tame from an Avatuma, which makes the Taner into a Rishon Latuma. Whereas food is a Rishon Latuma, which subsequently makes a Sheni Latuma. So a food, a sheni, can become tummy from a rishon, whereas a taner can only become tummy from an av. That's how zroyim are more frequent tuma. They can become tummy from an av and from a rishon, but a taner can only be from an av. So that's how zroyim are more than taner. Where's zroyim more than the veil? That's our Mishnah. We learned eight things which are mitzare for tumas oichlin, which are not mitzare for tumas nevela. We also learned another case Kiyotze by the Mishnah said, where mefarchases is a tumas oichlin, but it's not a tumas nevela in the case the Mishnah brought, where you have to wait until the animal actually dies. So here we have where Zroyim is more tume, frequent tumma, than nevela. So I couldn't learn out these two things from Zroyim. Zroyim has a chumrah, it's more frequent tumma. Lichta rachmana betaner velese hanach mine. Let it say yodis by taner, and I'll learn out zroyim and nevela from taner. I also can't. Why? Because it's a chumra by taner. Mala taner shekem etamim avira. Taner has a special halacha that even if the food goes into a tamei taner, and it, even though it's not lying on anything, it's not lying on the walls, the halacha is that the taner will convey the tumma through its airspace. Ma she'enkein by nevela or by the zroyim, the only way that it conveys tumma is through negia. Nevela can convey tumma through carrying, that's an indirect negia, but it cannot do it through the avir. So the taner has a chumra over the other two. What about let the Torah set it by Nevela Yadis, and we'll learn Tanur and Zeroyim from Nevela? No, Nevela has Chumras. Mala Nevela Shkei Metameh Adam. And Nevela can be Metameh a person. Because, as we said, a Nevela is an Avatum, it can be Metameh a person. A Tanur is a Rishon, it can be Metameh Oichlin. Oichlin are a Rishon, they can be Metameh Sheni. But they cannot, neither a taner nor a oichlin could be metame a person. So nevela has a chumra, can be metame a person. Umetame masa, it has a chumra that even if you carry it, it's also metame. And finally, vetuma, yaitzim gufa, the essence of nevela is tuma, and tuma is coming out from the nevela, which you don't have by taner and oichlin, which Zroyim typifies a type of Eichlin. That's why we call it also Tumas Eichlin, even though the Pasuk is speaking about Zera. So Tumas Eichlin and Tumas Tanur, they became Tumi from something else. Mashenk in the Vela, it itself is a Metzias of Tumah. So the Gemara says, you're right. Chada Mechada Loi Asiya. We cannot learn any one of these three from any one of the others. But Teisa Chada Matarti. Maybe I can learn out one from two, and then I'll have the one extra. So, hi, Tasty, which one are you going to learn? It shouldn't say Yadis by Zroyim, but Tasty Mahanach, and I'll learn it out from Taner and Nevela. Malahanach, Shekei Metam and Shloi Behechsher. Taimer Bezroyim, Shei Metam and Al Behechsher. There's a Chumra by those two that they can be Metama without any preparation of any liquid falling on them. Whereas Zroyim, it's the pasuk kiyutan mayim. It has to be one of the seven mashkim. So it needs a preparation. So that's why zroyim, which has this halacha, has a kula that if there's no water on it, the sherets cannot be matamet. So it cannot be learnt out from these more stringent tumas that don't need heksher. So then it would come out that Zeroyim is not extra because I couldn't learn it out from those two. I need to write it by Zeroyim. Amar Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua, that's not a reason. Peirish Loi Huchshiru Ketanish Loi Nigra Malachta Dami. If that would be the only reason, you could learn out Zeroyim from the others. Because when a seed doesn't have moisture on it, that's comparable to, for example, a oven that was not completed. If it's not completed, it's not considered a keli, that it could be makabel tuma. So if you look at it in that perspective, then zroyim are identical to a taner. So why can't I learn it out from taner and nevela? This wouldn't be a reason. Therefore, it would be extra. Ela parachachi. I'll tell you why it is not extra. I need it. Because ma'alahana chai taner and nevela shkeim etam and shloi benegia. They have tuma without touching. The taner, as we said, is matama if a food is put in its airspace, even though it's not touching the walls. And the vela doesn't have to touch anything else. It itself is tummy. Taimer bezroyim, whereas by zroyim, she'e matama and al-benegiyah, they only become tummy with touching. So that's why Zroyim can't be learnt out from the harder ones, which are Tanur and Avela. So it's not extra. So I'll try a different approach. Lo lichtu rachmana b'taner. Let's not write yadis b'taner. V'teis imahanach. And I'll learn it out from Zroyim and Nevela. And then I'll say no. Ma'alahanach shkein oichel. Both Zroyim and Nevela are food items, whereas the taner is not. So I can't learn out taner. It has to say it by taner. It's not extra. The Bach puts in the word Ella. I have an answer. Lo lichtu rachmana b'nevela. Don't put yadis b'nevela v'teis imahanach. And I'll learn out Nevela from Zroyim and Tanner. So Gemara says, if the Mesaris Hashas says not to learn the parentheses, but maybe the flow is a little better with the parentheses, Eina Chanami, you're right. You could learn out the Nevela from Tanner and Zeroyim. Ella, Yad the Nevela, Lomeli, what do I need the Yad by Nevela? It must be, I'm going to learn him. Eina in Yad Nevela, Tanu in Yad the Alma. So now I have the extra yad, that's by Nevela. I need Zroyim and Tanur, but I don't need Nevela. So now I can learn out yad Nevela for yad de Alma. So the yad, which was written by Zroyim, Asher, the one of Chiyutamayim, Tamehu Lachem, Lachem Lachol Shabbat Sarchechem, that I learned the yad by Zroyim, by Oichlin. So that's Lahoitzi, the smaller Kiddush. The one I'm going to learn out now from Yad Nevela, that's the bigger Kiddush of Lahachnas. So now the Gemara summarizes, Yad Lahachnas, Yad Lahoitzi. I have by Yad now Lahachnas and Lahoitzi. And Shoimer, I'm going to learn a Kal V'Chomer. Once I set up Yad Lahachnas Lahoitzi, then I can learn Shoimer from a Kal V'Chomer. Shoimer Litzarif. Then I have the Pasuk Asher Yizorei of Shoimer. Now I can use it for Litzarif, and I have everything worked out. The Gemara says, wait a second, Vakati Yad Nevela. It's direct. I still need the Yad Nevela. It's not extra. Why? The Eloi Kasra Rachmanu B'Nevela, if I wouldn't have said Yad by Nevela, Hava Min, I would have thought we have a rule in Kol HaShas, Da'yoi Lovim Min Adin, Liyois Kenadin, which means that something you learn from a source cannot be more chomer than the source itself. Da'yoi, it's enough, Lovim Min Hadin, that which comes from the source, Liyois Kenadin, that it should be like what you're comparing it to, and not more than what you're comparing it to you. So therefore, I would have said, if you're going to learn out Nevela, Yad Nevela, Einichanami Nevela itself, Nevela itself, the din would be its Metama Adam. But maybe the Yad of a Nevela cannot be Metama Adam. Ma'ahana chloi Metama Adam, just like the Yad of a Tanur or Yad of Zroyim, is not metame and odom, it's only metame other oichlin. So af nevela that I'm learning from Tanur and Zeroyim, loy metame odom. Einachanami, the nevela itself is metame odom, but the yad nevela that you're learning from, yad Zeroyim and yad Tanur, will not be metame odom, because otherwise nevela would be more stringent than what you're learning it from, which is Tanur and Zeroyim. And therefore I need the yad nevela to teach it that there's a din of Yad Nevela equal to the Nevela itself, that it's Metame Adam. So it's not extra. If it's not extra, I have my question back. How do I know Yad by Zroyim Lahachnis? And then I won't know either Shoimer by Zroyim Litzarif. Elo, Yad Nevela Mitzvah Tzarech. You're right. Yad Nevela I need because of the idea of Dayoy. But V'Shoimer de Nevela Hu Deloy Tzarech. That which we learned on the bottom of Kutv Yudzayin Amabez and the top of this Amud, that there's a concept of Yitma, that if you have a Shoimer connected to a Kezias of Nevela, that there's a Din of Shoimer of Nevela. Why do you need the Din of Shoimer by Nevela? Lamai Hilchas HaKatz Rechamana. Why did the Torah write it? Elitz Tarufa. If you're going to tell me it's telling you the Halach of Tziruf, just like we have a Shoimer by Oichlin is Mitzarif to the Shir Beya, so a Shoimer of Nevela is Mitzarif to the Shir Kezias. Bach puts in the word ha amrat, you told me that loy mitzarf. You learned that out from the beginning of the pasuk, which we learned on Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, where it says b'nivlasa, and from b'nivlasa we learned v'loy ba'or she'ein alof kezayis baser, that if the or does not have a kezayis baser, the or, the shoimer, cannot be mitzarf to the kezayis, to make a kezayis of nevela. So you cannot tell me that the Shoimer of Nevela, which we learned from the word Yitma, is telling you that's Mitzarev, because you learned from Nevlas it's not Mitzarev. Ulahaitzi, maybe it's telling you the halacha that it's possible to bring out the tumah that I don't need either, because kavachomer miyadasi. I learn always shomer kavachomer from yad. If a yad of a nevela can be moitzi, so the shomer of a nevela can be moitzi mi kavachomer. It's an integral part of the nevela. So what am I using the shomer nevela of yitma for? Ella imena inyan l'shomer the nevela to nu inyan liyad the nevela. So that we have a rule. Whenever you have something extra, you need it for a drasha. If I can't use it for Sharma Nevela, I'll use it for Yad Nevela. And then I go a step further. If you can't use it for Yad Nevela, then use it for a regular Yad. So now I have from Sharma Nevela, I make two steps to Yad the Alma, not of Nevela, of Oichlin. The Rashi explains why do you have to do it in two steps? Because it would be too much of a jump to fasta b'mruba loy to fasta. You can't jump so far. To go from Shomer Nevela to Yad the Alma of Eichlin, that's too much of a jump. So we have to go in stages. First we do Nevela to Nevela. Instead of Shomer Nevela, we go to Yad Nevela. Now that you've established Yad the Nevela, we go another step, that's Yad the Alma. Now we compare Yad to Yad. First we compare Nevela to Nevela. Then once we got Yad Nevela, we go Yad to Yad, Yad the Alma. But to go in one jump from Shomer Nevela to Yad the Alma, we can't do it. Be that as it may, we wind up that Shomer Nevela teaches you Yad the Alma. So if so, the Yad that we find by Lochem of Asher Yutan Mayim, V'chiyut Mayim Azera, so that's for the easier Chiddush of Lahoitzi. That Yad helps the Lahoitzi. How do I know Lahachnis that? I'm going to learn out now from Shomer of Nevela. So now I have Yad Lahoitzi and Yad Lahachnis. I know Shomer Lahoitzi Lahachnis, a Kavachomer from Yad. And the Mela I have left over Asher Yuzareya, the Shomer by Eichlin, Litzarev. So now I have learned out all my Limudim, as we turn to Daf Kuf Yud Chesem and Beis, but we're not finished yet. Ve'ema, the Gemara asks the Kasha, why are you making this jump, this double jump from Shomer Nevela to Yad the Alma? Why don't you learn Shomer to Shomer? And let's learn the following. That Yad, all I know, is Lahoitzi. So from Yad Lahoitzi, I'm going to have a Kalvachomer to Shomer Lahoitzi. And now, where do I don't know Yad Lahachnis. That's the bigger Chiddush. I don't know it. How do I know Shomer Lahachnis? That's what I'll use. On that, I'll use Shomer de Nevela. Shomer de Nevela will teach me that a Shomer is able to be Machnis more than a Yad. And then I'll have Shomer by Eichlim to teach me that by Eichlim it's Mitzarev. So the only thing I won't know is Yad Lahachnis, Einachanami. Why do you make the limud from Shomer to Nevela to Yad, that equals Yad Lahachnis? And then I learn how to Kal V'chomer to Shomer Lahoitzi Ulahachnis. And then I have Asher Yizareya for Shomer Litzarev. I could learn everything out except for Yad Lahachnis. Let's see the Gemara inside. Ve'ema. Im ein inyan l'shomer de Nevela to nu inyan l'shomer d'alma. Don't go from Shomer to Yad. Learn it in the same inyan. Shomer to Shomer. So, I know Yad Lahoitzi. I know Shomer Lahoitzi, a Kal V'chomer from Yad Lahoitzi. I'll use Shomer Nevela for Shomer by Eichlim that it is Lahachnis. I'll have left over Asher Yizareya for Litzarev. So I've learned out Shomer Lahachnis, V'Shomer Litzarev. Maybe Yad can't be Machnis. So the Gemara says, no. Elami Kara. This whole last Amud was all based on one premise, which the Gemara says is a faulty premise. You said that the Pasuk Asher Yutan, which teaches us Lachem, Yad, for Eichlim, is speaking about Lahoitzi, because you held Lahachnis. The Gemara says a bigger Chiddush. And then we had a whole problem. How are you going to find out Yad Lahachnis? And that's why right now you're trying to stump me by saying that Shomer de Nevela will not teach you Yad Lahachnis. It'll only teach Shomer Lahachnis. No, Elamikara, Kiksiva Yad, Ahachnos Siksiva. What's the pashtus of the pasuk, says Rashi? We're talking about a sheretz falling on a zera, and the zera is tohar. So what's the yad over there, v'lachem? What's it trying to do? It's not trying to be moitzi tuma. The pashtus of the pasuk is you're trying to be machnas tuma from the sheretz into the zera, into the oichel. That's what the pasuk. Of course, it's a bigger chiddush. And once I have the bigger chiddush, I'll say kav v'chomer lahoitzi. So the pasuk is speaking about. I don't say it's speaking on the smaller chiddush because that's against the pashtus of the pasuk. It's against what the simple meaning translation of what the pasuk is talking about. The pasuk is talking about tuma going from the sheretz into the food. So yad ki ksiva yad achnasik siva. That's what the pasuk is written. So therefore, I know hachnasa by oichlin. I know kavachomer hoitzah b'oichlin, and then I know a kavachomer from yad to shomer lohoitzu hachnis, and then I learn out asher yizareya shomer letzarev. There's only one thing that remains unresolved according to this approach. El shomer denevela lamali. So why do I need shomer denevela? As we asked before, the Gemara says ligufe, you need it for itself. What do you mean for itself? Ulamai. As the Gemara asked on Amud Aleph, Ilat Sarufe, Amud Loi Mitzar. It can't be teaching you the din of by Nevela that Shomer is Mitzarf to the Shir of Kazayis, because you told me you learnt out from Nivlasa that you need meat. You can't have the Shomer over there. It's not Mitzarf for the Shir of Kazayis. Ila Hachnus Lohaitzi, if you're going to say you need it for the din of Lahachnus Lohaitzi by Shomer, that we said always is Kavachomer Miyad Asya. That comes a Kavachomer from Yad. So what do you mean that you need it for itself? Yomar comes up with a claw that we find throughout Shas. You're right. Really, I could know Shomer Lahachnus Lohaitzi from Yad. But Milsa the Asi B'Kavachomer, Torah of a Kassel of a Cross, something that we could have learned from a Kavachomer, the Torah bothered itself and wrote it out Mefurish and did not rely on a Kavachomer. That's what I'm going to use Shomer Denevela, not for Shomer or Yad de Alma, you're going to use it for itself for Shomer de Nevela, Lohaitzu Lachmas, even though it could have been learned from a Kavachomer. Says the Gemara, if you have such a concept that a Kavachomer, the Torah went out and bothered to write it, the Hachi, Shomer de Alma, that's which we learned on Kuf Yitzayin on the base, the halacha of Asher Yizareya of Shomer by Oichlin, that's the Alma means not Nevela, but in the world means the general shomer of food. You learn it from that pasuk. So Emelach, I'll tell you, lahachnis. I'll tell you that pasuk is trying to teach us the din of tuma lahachnis. We learn it out of kavachomer from Yad. Umilsud asa b'kavachomer tarach b'kasav l'kara. So how do I know that it's letzarev? Maybe the Torah bothered itself and wrote it out. If you're coming up with such a new klal. The Gemara answers, Heichadik l'midrash darshinin. When do I say the klal that something that's a kal v'chomer, the Torah went ahead and wrote it out, even though you could have learned it from a kal v'chomer, that's if I have nothing to darshin. But over here, I have something to darshin, and that is to make tziruf. Memel, I'm going to use it for tziruf. By nevela, you don't have tziruf, because the Torah fairy says nevlasa. But here, by zera, we don't have such a limud. Memel, I'll use the pasuk, or sheri zareya, to teach you the din of tziruf by shir beya for oichlin. This is the first approach of the Gemara, that the pasuk of yad is speaking about Lahachnis, the Pashtus, and Memela Kalvachomer Lahoitzi, and Memela Kalvachomer from Yad to Shomer, and Asher Yizareya is for Tziruf. Now the Gemara gives a second approach, and that is that of Rav Chaviva. Rav Chaviva goes with the way we were learning on the top line of this Amud. We were still under the impression that Yad is the smaller Chiddush, which is Yad by Oichlin is for Lahoitzi. How do I know Yad Lahachnis? I know that from Shomer of Nevela. That's what I'm using Shomer of Nevela for Yad Da'alma with the two-step jump. So what was your kasha? Your kasha was, why make a two-step jump? Why go from Shomer to Yad? Go from Shomer to Shomer. That was your question. That threw us off. So he's coming back. No, let's leave it. Let's leave that Shomer de Nevela is teaching us Yad Da'alma. How could you do that? Rav Chaviva, I'm a shiny Shomer de Nevela. Sherman and Vela is different. Kivan de Maisa Yad Kovit, because actually what is it accomplishing? Only what a Yad accomplishes. A Yad Shadin Lay. As we said on Amud Aleph, that Shomer by Eichlin is a different category than Yad. The Yad is a conduit, the Shomer is a protector, and the Shomer itself becomes Tomei. But, and therefore the Shomer is Mitzarif and the Yad is not Mitzarif. But by Nevela, you taught me, that Shomer is not Mitzarif. So I would have thought the Gemara even had a Havman Amud Aleph, that Shomer by Nevela shouldn't be able to do anything. It shouldn't even be able to do Yad. That's what Yitma is teaching you, Shomer by Nevela, that it has a din of Yad, and therefore it is Machlis Amoitzi. So if Shomer by Nevela, even though it's a protector, but all it accomplishes is that which a conduit, a handle, a yad accomplishes. So I look at the Shomer as if it's a yad. If I look at it as if it's a yad, therefore from Shomer of Nevela, I could learn out yad d'alma. So this is now the second approach. Not that the yad of Asher Yutan Mayim Lachem is speaking about Hachnos and Kalvachomer Hoitzah, but rather that Yad is speaking about only Yitzah. How do I know Achnas? I know it from Shomer of Nevela, and I could use Shomer Nevela for Yad Da'alma Lahachnas, because all Shomer Nevela is basically is Yad. Continues the Gemara, Maskev lo Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shmuel has the following question on the whole concept of Shomer by on of Shomer by Eichlin. Hod is not that which we learned in a Mishnah in Uksin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel, HaPit Mashal Rimon. We're going, there's the Machlokes Rishonim, what Pit Mashal Rimon is. We will go according to the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rav, who learned that it's like a pitim of an Esrig, which is a protrusion at the top of the Rimon of the pomegranate. It serves as a Shomer to the Rimon. Mitzdarefes. It is mitzdaref to the shear of a beya for Tumas Eichlin. But van Nechaloi, Nates refers to the fibers that are around the pitum, the hair-like fibers around the pitum. Ain mitzdaref, they're not mitzdaref, as Rashi explains, because they are a shimer on top of a shimer. And by the din of shimer, we only go with the first shimer and not with a shimer on top of the shimer. Similar, says Rashi, to a nut that has in it a soft shell, and on top of the soft shell is a harder shell. That's a shomer, al-gabe shomer, and that does not have a lach of shomer. It's not mitzdarf to the shear. But the pitum is mitzdarf. Frek the Gemara, va'amai kri kan al-kol zera zarua v'leka. Since the criteria is seed, no, as Rashi explains, people don't plant the rimon as a seed, but rather they plant branches of the rimon, so it's not done in a form of a seed. So if the whole concept of shomer is learned out from that pasuk, how do you know shomer by pomegranate, vesu, and another question from our Mishnah? Oh, it's not that which we learned in the Mishnah. Ho'or v'arayt v'akipah, the skin and the juice that's gelled on outside the meat, and the tavlin, the spices that are used with the meat, they're mitzarif for the shear of beya of Tumas Eichlin. Mitzarif latami Tumas Eichlin. Minolon, how do you know the din that the oir, the skin, which is a shimer, how do you know it works there? It's certainly not a zera. If the whole din of Eichlin is learnt out from zera, zarua, sheri zareya, how does that apply to pitum of rimon? How does it apply to an oir? Ella, tlos the kroik stivi. There are three psukim that are written in this pasuk. You have the word zera written three times. Zera, zarua, asher yizareya. And therefore, akol, zera, zarua, asher yizareya. I learn out. Chad l'shomer zroim. One is a shomer of zroim. Chad l'shomer diulatis. One is for the rimon by trees, the fruit of trees, a shomer for the trees. Idach, and the third one is l'shomer basar bein v'dagim, the shomer of meat and eggs and fish. So that's how I learn out Oyer of our Mishnah, and that's how I learn out the din of Pitum of a Rimon, that there is a din Shomer. Amar Rab Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav. He said in the name of Rav, Ahalacha Yesh Yad Latum Vein Yad Lahechsher. As Rashi explains, Yesh Yad Latum is, as we learned before, Lahoitzu Lahachnis, the whole daf that we've been learning about. But a Yad by Eichlin, where you need Hechsher Lekabel Tumah, you need one of the seven Mashkim to go on it, if the mashkim just went on the yad and didn't go on the oichel, it will not be machshirit l'kabel tumah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, yesh yad l'tumah ula hechsher, that the yad helps for tumah and it also helps for hechsher, even if the moisture just went on the yad, it will serve to make the oichel mukshir l'kabel tumah. But my kmifli, what's the machloikas toli in Iba Yisema, and we're going to learn according to the gears of the Shita, Iba Yisema Kra, Iba Yisema Svara. Either I'll tell you they're arguing in a pasuk, or I'll tell you they're arguing in a Svara. Iba Yisema Kra, Mar Sava Rav holds Mikra Nidrish Lefana Veloy Lefnei Fana. And they're referring to the pasuk that we had on Amid Al V'chiyut and Mayim Azera. V'nafam V'vlasim Alav Tomei Hu Lachem. So from Lechem, we learned out, Lechem, Lechol Shibit Sarchechem, whatever you need in the fruit, which includes the Yad, the handle. So Rav learns that the Yad is only going on the word that preceded it, Tamei Hu Lechem. It's a Yad to be Maitzi or Machnis Tumah. It's not going on V'chiyut HaMayim Azer. It's not going on the Hechsher. There's no Yad LaHechsher. And Mar Savar and Rabbi Yochanan holds Mikra Nidrish Lefana V'Lefnei Fana. Not only is it going on Tamei, but it's also going on V'chiyut HaMayim on the Hechsher. That's if they're arguing in a Pasuk, Ibayi Seim Svor, or they're arguing in logic. Mar Savar Rabbi Yochanan holds Hechsher Tchilas Tumahu, that the Hechsher of Tumah is the beginning of Tumah. So if you include Yad in Tumah, you include it in Hechsher as well. Umar Sover, and Rav holds, Hechsher lav tchilas Tumahu. Hechsher is Hechsher, and Tumah is Tumah. Hechsher is not considered the beginning of Tumah, and therefore, even if you include Yad l'Tumah, you don't include it for Hechsher. Tani kav seder Rabbi Yochanan. We learned the brayse like Rabbi Yochanan, kishem, sheyesh Yad l'Tumah. Just like there's a halach of Yad for Tumah, kach yesh Yad l'Hechsher. So too there is Yad for Hechsher. So that's beferish like Rabbi Yochanan, kishem, another halacha, kishem, shem, akabim, Tumah, ella, kishi yitlishu. Just like plants can only accept Tumah once they are cut off and not mechubur to the ground. Kach e mekablon hechsher elachi edlishu. They can only receive the mashkim, the beverages, the moisture from those seven beverages that are machsher food items, the kabel Tumah, only achi edlishu, only if they're already harvested, they're already cut off from the ground. Rav Yaakov Gesundheit in his Sefer Tferes Yaakov tells us that the swara of the Machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, whether there's Yad Lehechsher or not, is totally on the following, that Rabbi Yochanan says that in order to make a food item Tomei, you need water, or one of the seven beverages, and you need a sheretz. So both are considered part of the Tumah. Whereas Rav says, no, we find that a sheretz can make other items, a keli, for example, Tomei, or an Adam Tomei, without any Hechshel Kabel Tumah. So Elamai, the concept of Hechshel Kabel Tumah, is, as we learned on Amid Aleph, that it is a kli shlei nigmar malachtoi. It has nothing to do with Dinei Tumah. Rabbi Yochanan looks at it, you need water and you need sheretz. Both have to do with Tumah. Whereas Rav says, no, since I see that a sheretz works elsewhere without Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah, so the halacha of Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah is not halacha in Tumah, it's halacha in finishing off the keli, just like we find a tanner that's not finished is not called a tanner. And that's the swar of the Machlokes. Rav Zev Kohn Shlita on the Dailadaf wants to suggest that on Amid Aleph, 12 lines from the bottom, when the Gemara had discussed that we should learn one thing from two, and the Gemara says, let's learn out Zeroyim from Tanner and Nevela, so the Gemara says, no, it's not extra, because Tanner and Nevela are Metama without a Hechsher, and Zeroyim are Metama only with a Hechsher. And on that, Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua said that Perish Loi Hechsheru Ketaner Shloi Nigmar Malachta Dami. Rav Zev Kohn wanted to suggest what the Tiferes Yaakov said here on Amid Beis. That itself is the Machloikis over here. The Makshin versus Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua. The Makshin held like Rav Yochanan that the din of Heksher is halach and tumah, and since we see there's a different halach of tumah by Zroyim than by Tanner and Nevela, I cannot learn it from them. Whereas Rabbi Huna Bar Rishua said, no, it's not a din of tumah, it's a din in Kli Tanner Shloi Nigmar Malachtoi Dummy. The Keli is not finished, but it's not a din in tumah. And Mimela, that would not be a reason why Zroyim should not be able to be learned out from Tanner and Nevela. So the same swara that Tveris Yaakov says on Amid Beis in the Machloikas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan would also be the same Machloikas between the Makshin and Rav Huna Bar Rishua on Amud Aleph.